You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. How do you know your soul needs you, is calling for your attention? What does that feel like? What does that look like? What does the soul even mean? What is its purpose? As I ask to receive messages for you and always for the highest good, I begin to feel this transition in my energy. I feel as if I'm going deeper. This is similar to providing you with a one-on-one reading, which is what I absolutely love doing. Your soul is here to help illuminate what is for the highest good. This is one way of describing it, the highest good, the best for the situation, the scenario. This doesn't always look positive on the outside. This isn't always uplifting and cheery because, as we know of the term, the dark night of the soul is a transformation as if it were a butterfly, actually, is the example that I'm coming up with. We allow ourselves to go through something daunting and traumatic in order to experience the light in a higher consciousness. We don't want to continue to stir in this darkness, per se, in this shadow work. But it really can't be denied. Why would we want to deny something that is part of who we are? The shadow aspect, which I personally need to learn more about, but it is being invoked now as we transition as a collective, the world, a human, and our individual basis as well. We're experiencing all different kinds of trauma. And on the flip side of this, we're also experiencing a new light, a new way of seeing things. We're coming to a head with our awareness of how we can create this beautiful reality for ourselves. For the longest time, so much information and knowledge was suppressed. And now we're beginning to recognize the power of symbolism, the power of stories, the power of connecting, the power of witnessing our own reality right before our very own eyes. The fact that we can create what we want, we realize that. And yet, is it turning into materialism? Is it turning into too much? Not only physical stuff, but burdening our minds with consumerism, consuming, whether that's consumption of foods that are not healing us and yet they're doing quite the opposite, consuming of relationships that aren't really the best for us. So it's like this simultaneous experience of going through what we call this shadow work, this struggle, and while at the same time trying to maintain our sanity and having a happy life and expressing ourselves and being there for our family and our friends and our community and trying to do the best that we possibly can with our passions and creations. So being a human, right, is what we are. And I say this often, but we really are all just here trying to figure this shit out. We're trying to figure it out one day at a time. For example, just to be vulnerable, because I believe in Brené Brown and what she has to offer in her experiences as a therapist and what she has come to terms with in her work. Vulnerability is actually a good thing, because we're all essentially vulnerable at a point in our lives and continuously. I don't mean vulnerability in a bad way. I mean in a positive way, where we are allowing ourselves to be and overcome something for the sake of moving past whatever this block is or this challenge. And we move into this vulnerableness by sharing our stories and putting ourselves out there, knowing that we're not alone in this human experience. So I'm sharing this story with you. I was just freaking out in the kitchen. I'm home alone. I've got Beta and Axel with me, my two little black cats. And that's pretty much it. So it's me right now, home alone. Home Alone makes me think of the movie. All right, derailing the conversation here, but it's important, so stick with me. And I feel this rage in me, and I recognize it's probably because I'm hungry. You know, as I'm recording this, it's going on like 11 o'clock. I've been up since at least 7. I was up actually from midnight to 4 o'clock in the morning. So my sleep's a little off, and I'm like, why do I feel enraged right now? No one said anything to me. I don't recall having a certain specific thought in my mind, but all of a sudden I just felt enraged, and I'm just acting ridiculous. Like, I have a frozen loaf of bread and I'm getting it out. And if you've ever tried to break apart a loaf of frozen bread, it's not that easily. It's crumbling everywhere. So that's frustrating, and it's all so stupid, and yet I'm just feeling enraged for no damn reason. So I recognize that my body's probably needing nutrition. I'm needing to just sit down for a moment. My mind is all whacked out. I'm thinking about all the things that I have to do, and I feel like I'm getting behind in my work. And here I am with my eyes closed, recording this episode about our soul and what we're in need of and how we know it is asking for us to pay attention to. So in those moments of rage, whether there's a legitimate reason behind it or not, there is something calling for our attention. So in those moments of anger, rage, frustration, whatever you want to call it, it's asking for your attention, for you to slow down. Now, sometimes, depending on who you are, it's helpful to express our anger from the inside out. Not necessarily, obviously not in an unhealthy way. You know, we're not trying to punch someone in the face, right? Unless you're doing this professionally. But on the flip side, there is a moment in time where perhaps rather than expressing our rage from, you know, the inside out, maybe what we need to do is bring that rage in. So if we're a person that typically or tends to yell or scream or push something or shove something or lay something down harshly or whatever it is, because maybe we were raised that way, maybe we saw that growing up, that's what we could consider our normal behavior. We see that it's normal to us, but from someone else, that might be absurd. So in those moments of feeling that rage or that anger or frustration, allowing yourself, rather than expressing it outwardly, if you tend to do that, to then immediately recognize it as fast as you can, because that's the first sign of hope, is just recognizing it. Okay, I'm pissed off. I see it. I hear it. And then bringing that feeling inward rather than outward. Sometimes, on the other side of this perspective, is if you're a person that suppresses a lot, maybe you would be considered what we call a doormat, which I hate using that term, but just as an example, and if this resonates or triggers you, this could be a good example for you. I'm not personally calling you a doormat. I'm just saying this is a way of explaining it, where we allow for people to walk all over us. We don't speak out. We allow to be misbehaved, and maybe that's how certain people were raised, and that's what we saw, and we want to, you know, keep the peace, and yet we're allowing people to walk all over us. In those moments, experiencing frustration, it might be helpful to experience it from the inside out. So you recognize it, and then you express it outwardly. Maybe you do need to scream. Maybe you do need to yell. Maybe you just need to talk. Maybe you need to express your feelings without worrying about what someone else thinks or what the conclusion might be or what the aftermath might be. That would be healing for you. So looking at your patterns and then seeing, maybe I can express these in a different manner. So going back to the main theme here about the soul, in those moments of feeling those feelings of anger, resentment, shame, guilt, whatever it is, the uncomfortable feelings, right? That's a sign from your soul that it's asking you to pay attention. It's asking you to be mindful of whatever the situation is at hand. Now, we're not blaming someone else. We're just tapping into these feelings. We're recognizing this is what's happening. And then we're choosing to play out these feelings in a way that would best benefit the situation. See, anger is, you know, a lot of times we think that anger is unhealthy. And it's not the anger that's unhealthy. The anger is actually trying to talk to you, and it's trying to tell you something. It could be triggered by a subconscious reality that's happening, or it could have happened to you in a different manner. But the anger is actually trying to talk to you. I'm using anger as the word to describe all these uncomfortable feelings and emotions that we all experience. This is your soul talking to you and asking you to pay attention. It could even be sadness. I felt like I needed to put sadness in there as well. So to tap in, what is this about? How can I express this differently? What can I do? Can I talk to someone? Do I need to write it out? Do I need to run? Do I need to jog? Do I need to get active? How can I express this energy in the way that would be most beneficial? Recognize what you do most often and challenge yourself to do the opposite when these feelings come up. And you'll be surprised that you will begin to feel, most likely feel, a settling happening, a quietness that's happening. This is the healing that's taking place. This is the energy transforming into something that is what may be called better for you. This is your soul when it feels this settling, this feels this recognition of, okay, I am in control. And when I feel out of control, that is a call in itself for me to pay more attention to who I am and what I'm doing. There's so much more to this, but let's just stop there at that moment, because that's a lot to take in. And I was going to say I do hope that you practice this, but my hope for you is just to go with what you feel resonates with you in this moment. We're already being asked to do a lot, but as the self-help psychic, this is what I'm here to do, is to receive these messages and to provide them for you, and then you get to choose what you would like to do with them. If you would like to work with me, or if you want to dig deeper, or if you want to shed light on a certain circumstance or a situation, or if you would like to look into healing some old wounds or something that you're going through currently, I am here for you as this medium, as this channel, as this instrument, this conduit, this safe space for you to just be and receive. please reach out to me. I'm here to help. You can join the Circle for Your Soul's Purpose as well, where we join up with other women and we come together as a collective and receive messages that way. There's lots of different options. So if you're feeling drawn to this, please reach out, share this message. And I do hope that this was helpful. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.